This is Paul Jędrzejczak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm in the studio with Lisa Lehman. Lisa is a creator of jewelry and the owner of Studio Jewel. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. So since I've known you, I think it's been about 3-4 years. I've always known you as a creator of jewelry, but what was your career before you got into jewelry making? What did you do?
I was a graphic designer for about 10-12 years.
Okay. Now, did you do that for a magazine, or what type of folks did you do that for?
I actually did a lot of individual logo design, a lot of posters, billboards, newsletters, kind of simple stuff like that. So,
okay. Now, the design background is something that you took and transitioned into the creation of jewelry?
I have a fine arts degree in photography and illustration. So I have the design background. The metalsmithing was something new.
Okay. So how did you get into metalsmithing? That seems like a big jump from graphic design to that. What happened?
Yes, but I hated the graphic design. So
you
I needed,
hated it.
I did. I needed to get
how
out of the box.
How did you get into that if you hated it?
You know, it was a good money maker.
Oh, fair enough.
True story.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to work with my hands because I'm an artist and I needed more of that kind of freedom. So I went down to Kendall.
Okay.
And took some metalsmithing classes, and that was it. I fell in love.
Okay. So when did you create your first piece of jewelry? Was that what you were doing first when you started pursuing metalsmithing?
Actually, I was working with simple beaded jewelry from way back in 2002. I started messing with that. And
okay.
So it was probably now about 7 or 8 years since I started metalsmithing.
Okay. And what was the first piece of jewelry that you created?
Actually, it was a copper and silver pendant. And
okay.
It's still one of my favorite pieces.
Okay. And then when did you realize, you know, hey, I could turn this into a business? People are interested in what I've created.
Well, the other jewelry had already launched itself into a business, and it just wasn't enough for me. I wanted to do more. So once I started doing the metal work, it was just a natural progression to take my art to a new level.
Okay. So you were just starting out doing the bead work to
mm-hmm.
begin with.
Correct.
And then transitioned into doing the creation of jewelry with metal.
Right.
Okay. So what's the creative process when you create a piece?
Usually the creative process arises out of a problem for me. I want a piece for something. So I start processing that in my mind. It ends up on paper, and then I start playing with the metal and the stones.
Okay. So what are some of the ones that you've been working on recently?
Lately, one I have on today actually is a copper bracelet that I
Very
knew
nice.
I wanted something more substantial. So I started with copper because it's less expensive, easier to make a mistake that way. Drew out kind of what I wanted and then just started cutting away at some sheet metal and texturing and playing with different textures and working from there.
So once you draw something out and then you start creating it, how long does it take you to get what you are going after?
It depends. Sometimes it's instant and it'll be a couple hours and it'll be perfect, and sometimes it'll take weeks to perfect it to where I love it.
Okay. And what about this one in particular that you're showing me?
This one I love. I made it and it took a couple days to get it just right and to play with the textures. And then I've actually been wearing it for a few weeks to see, does it wear well? Does it fit well? Do I like the way it plays with my other jewelry? And then I'll photograph it and put it in my line.
Okay. And then you'll mass produce it?
Well, mass produce it to the extent that I still hand create each one. But yes, we'll replicate it.
I think that's important for folks to know that you hand create each and every one of these. It's not coming out of, you know, some type of an organization where they have all these people assembling them. It's coming directly from you, which I think is a very important point.
I do have some help. I have my daughter works in my studio with me about 15 hours a week.
Okay.
And she does a lot of the metal work, and I do have someone else do some of the things, but everything touches and comes through my hands eventually. So.
Okay, gotcha. So we came to know each other through social media, Facebook and Twitter, and that's certainly been a big component of your business and your success. Tell me a little bit how you got involved in social media and you saw that as being important.
Well, I think I first started with Twitter when it first came out. I just had my Twitterversary, whatever geeky thing they call that. I think I've been on for 5 years, 6 years.
Okay.
Long timer. Kind of just started playing with it to see what it was like and watched people start to follow my jewelry and to ask me questions about it. So I knew there was something there. So started really kind of pushing the Twitter thing and eventually went into Facebook, and really it has done great things for my business.
And do you prefer one over the other, Twitter versus Facebook?
Well, I used to be in love with Twitter, but I think I'm growing tired with it.
Oh?
That's true.
Why tired of Twitter?
I think it's kind of been a bit oversaturated.
Okay.
It's hard to find the same people. It's hard to follow different conversations. It seems more markety and less conversational, which I liked. I liked getting to know my customers.
Oh,
I liked talking to other people out there, and it just seems like it's lost a little bit of that luster.
Now, what about Pinterest? That's something that's taken off over the last couple months.
True.
It's all picture-driven pretty much with the pin boards and all that. Is that something you're exploring?
Yes, absolutely. And I do, and through my Google Analytics, I can see a lot of my traffic does come from Pinterest. Not necessarily because I pin my own work, but because people start following the things that I do pin. And so it just travels through there.
But you're seeing your stuff. I mean, with Pinterest, maybe folks are familiar or not familiar with, you can repin what other folks have pinned. You're seeing a lot of...
That's even confusing to say, isn't it?
I know. It's just so much pinning going on.
Too much pinning. And it, like this morning, for instance, I did log in and I opened up Pinterest and I saw at the top of my board were photos of some of my jewelry that I did not pin, but someone else had.
Okay.
So they already put it up there of things they love or things they want, and that's a beautiful thing.
And hopefully they come back to you, most importantly, to purchase that.
I always check their links and make sure it's actually heading back to me.
Right.
That's important.
Well, I mean, touching on that, I know a couple months ago you had an issue where some of your work was showing up on a Chinese website, and it was somebody, I understand, was promoting themselves as being you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And how did that all shake out?
That was crazy, really, because it wasn't just my work. It was photos of my work that I had taken that were actually on my kids as models. So that was kind of crazy.
Oh, geez.
But our senator got involved, which was wonderful, and actually ended up getting a cease and desist. So they had to stop because they were starting to bother me. They were coming to my Facebook page and posting things. They were coming to my Twitter feed and posting things, really just kind of continually getting at me. It was nasty for
a
while.
Now, were they actually duplicating the jewelry that you created?
I have no idea.
You're not sure?
I don't know if you tried to order it, what they would do. But
because I know a lot of stuff, I mean, back in the day was going on eBay, still was going on eBay, where they're just taking the pictures, swiping them, and trying to sell stuff that they don't have.
Right.
But,
I think that's probably essentially what it is. It's kind of the eBay of China. So.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So that issue was then resolved then?
It seemed to be.
Okay.
I don't check it faithfully. I'm sure if I did, I'd probably find my work someplace else.
But I know that that's frightening stuff. But that's, you know, the day and age we are in with the internet. Everything is out there in such a big format.
Right.
It's hard to control everything.
Right. And even if you watermark your photos, I've seen some of my other artist friends have their work stolen and put on there with their watermark still in place. So it really hasn't helped that situation.
Oh, that's troubling.
It is.